Vraćamo se na našu četvrtu tematiku.
Uplift Jesus.
Uzdizati Hrista. Molim predavače da prestanu svoj posao i da ga odgode za bolja vremena.
In terms of his human nature.
U pitanju njegove ljudske prirode.
In the 20th century.
U 20. veku.
This has proven to be one of the most controversial topics in the history of Adventism.
Pokazalo se da je to bila doktrina oko koje se najviše sukobljavalo u istoriji adventističke crkve.
But it would not be controversial in the 1890s.
Ali neće biti predmet sukobljavanja 90. godina.
In fact, it will not be controversial from the 1890s up through the 1950s.
1890. Yep. Ona nije ni bila pitanje sukobljavanja od 50-ih godina prošlog veka pa sve do 90-ih godina ovoga veka.
Throughout those years there seems to be general agreement.
U toku svih tih godina izgleda da je bilo zajedničko shvatanje
that Christ had been born in a condition just like Adam after the fall.
Da je Hristos bio rođen u stanju u kojem je bio Adam posle pada u greh.
That is that he was born with a natural inclination towards sin.
Što znači da je bio rođen sa urođenom sklonošću prema grehu.
That he would have a human nature with a bent towards sin.
Da je on imao ljudsku prirodu koja je bila sklona grehu.
Just like every other child of Adam.
Kao i svaki drugi Adamov potomak.
Like I said before,
kao što sam rekao ranije,
that will not become an issue in Adventism, a divisive issue until the 1950s.
To nije bilo pitanja debatovanja o adventizmu sve do 50. godina ovoga veka.
But the root of the current controversy will be set in the post 1888 period.
Međutim, koren ovoga sukobljavanja možemo tražiti u periodu posle 88. godine.
During,
888.
During the 1890s,
tamo negde 90. godina ovoga veka,
Wagoner, Jones and Prescott,
890. godina, Wagoner i Prescott,
would develop the concept that Christ was just like every other child of Adam.
Razvili su shvatanje da je Hristos bio kao i svaki drugi Adamov potomak,
including a tendency to sin,
uključivši i sklonost ka grehu,
into a central feature of their doctrine of righteousness by faith.
I oni su od tog pitanja napravili centralno pitanje svoje doktrine o opravdanju verom.
Ellen White seems to have no particular burden on this topic.
Izgleda da Ellen White nije osjećala neku posebnu odgovornost da razjašnjava ovu tematiku.
You'll find no chapters on the topic.
Nema, dakle, nijednog poglavlja koje se bavi ovim pitanjem.
But she will make some statements.
Ali je dala neke izjave.
That will set the stage for the battle in the second half
koje su postavile pozornicu za sukob u drugom delu ovog veka.
At this stage I will only be talking about the 1890s.
O tome ću govoriti kada se radi o 890.
The earliest clear topics on the topic seem to be from the year 1887.
Izgleda da je najranija izjava o ovom ovoj tematici potiče iz 887.
In that year, Wagoner will write in his book on Galatians.
U toj te godine Wagoner piše o svojoj knjizi o poslanici Galatima.
Noting that Christ was made in all things like unto his brethren.
Shvatajući da je Hristos bio načinjeno, kaže, was made, was stvoren, u svemu da bude kao braća,
is the same as is being made in the likeness of human flesh.
Što znači da je bio učinjen kao što je ljudsko telo.
Wagoner pointed out,
Wagoner je naglasio,
that no individual,
da nijedna osoba,
has any right to excuse his sinful acts.
Nema prava da se izgovara zbog svojih grešnih dela.
on the basis of heredity.
Na osnovu nasleđa.
If Christ had not been made in all things like unto his brethren,
ako Hristos ne bi bio stvoren u svemu da bude sličan kao braća,
then his sinless life,
onda njegov bezgrešni život,
would be no encouragement to us.
Ne bi predstavljao nikakvo ohrabrenje nam.
Wagner would be
you said made. If Christ was made.
Made, yeah.
How can you explain that?
Well, it's out of the English translation that Christ was made like us.
Yes, but he was born like us, or he came.
Well, that's like what us. The English so says is made.
Ja, u engleskom jeziku on kaže da je Hristos bio načinjen. A ako je bio načinjen, onda automatski se izražava sumnja u njegovo večno poreklo i tako dalje.
It's a figure.
A kaže to je engleska figura jezična.
It's a figure of speech talking about the incarnation.
Dakle, to je jezični izraz kojim se objašnjava inkarnacija, utelovljenje.
Even clearer is signs of the times.
Još je jasnija izjava u znacima vremena.
January 21, 1889.
21. januar 1889. godine.
Where he says children are born with sinful tendencies.
Kaže deca su rođena sa grešnim sklonostima.
And when Christ came into the world,
kada je Hristos došao na ovaj svet,
he came subject to all the conditions to which other children are subject.
On je došao podložan istim okolnostima kojima su ostala deca podložna.
We have here the roots of a theology.
Ovde su koreni teologije.
It goes like this.
Koja glasi otprilike ovako.
That Christ being just like us in every way,
ako je Hristos isti kao što smo mi na sve moguće načine,
including a tendency to sin,
uključujući i sklonost ka grehu,
he lived a perfect life.
On je živeo savršenim životom.
Thus you can also.
Kojim i ti možeš da živiš.
Or as one of my colleagues noted,
ili kao što bi rekao jedan od mojih kolega,
during the centennial of 1888,
U toku slavljenja stogodišnjice 1888.
was also a year of the Olympics.
A koja je bila i godina olimpijskih igara.
Christ ran and got a gold medal.
A Hristos je trčao i stekao zlatnu medalju.
So can you.
Tako i ti možeš.
Which eventually will come to an example theology of Christ.
A što je konačno dovelo do takozvane primerne teologije o Hristu.
We'll come to that.
Ali vratit ćemo se na to.
Perhaps A.T. Jones,
možda Alonzo Jones,
will develop this theology as clearly as anybody.
Bi razvio ovu teologiju isto tako jasno kao i drugi.
Nobody will really say much about it before 1893.
Niko nije o tome rekao baš mnogo sve do 1893. godine.
But at the 1895 General Conference session,
1895. godine na generalnoj konferenciji.
Jones will preach 26 sermons on the third angel's message.
Jones je izneo 27 propovedi o trostrukoj anđelskoj vesti.
Devoting 6 of the sermons entirely to the topic of the human nature of Christ.
A 6 od tih propovedi potpuno je posvetio pitanju Hristove ljudske prirode.
Without doubt,
van svake sumnje,
by 1895,
1895,
the total likeness of Christ's nature to that of other human beings,
potpuna sličnost Hristove ljudske prirode, prirodi ostalih ljudi,
had become central to his presentation of righteousness by faith.
Postala je centralno pitanje u njegovom iznošenju doktrine o opravdanju verom.
Now this is not an 1888 teaching, but a post-1888 teaching.
Dakle, to nije učenje iz 1888, nego posle toga.
In the 1895 presentations,
1895. Godine, to njegovo izlaganje,
he noted that for the past three or four years,
u toku nekoliko godina, tri, četiri,
the denomination had been getting advancing light on this topic.
Crkva je dobivala sve veće videlo o ovoj tematici.
He became quite explicit.
On je postao sasvim izričit.
Christ's nature, he claimed,
kaže on, Hristova priroda,
is precisely our nature.
Je precizno naša priroda.
In his human nature,
u svojoj ljudskoj prirodi,
there is not a particle of difference.
Nema ni tačke, ni delića razlike
between him,
između njega,
and you,
i vas.
Christ did not come like the first Adam.
Hristos nije došao kao prvi Adam.
But as the first Adam had caused his descendants to be.
Već došao je onako kao što je drugi Adam svojim potomcima izazvao da budu. Prouzrokovao da budu.
At the time at which he came.
U vreme kad je on došao.
Now Jones is quite explicit.
Jones je ovde potpuno izričit.
That we have depraved human nature.
Da je naša ljudska priroda izopačena, unižena.
And it's in depraved human nature.
I da u toj uniženoj ljudskoj prirodi,
that Christ becomes like us.
Hristos je postao sličan nam.
With not a particle of difference.
Bez i delića razlike.
Between him and you.
Između njega i vas.
There was, Jones claimed.
Dakle, Jones je tvrdio,
not a single tendency to sin in you and me.
Da bilo koja sklonost, da ni jedna sklonost prema grehu u meni i tebi,
that was not in Adam.
Koja nije bila u Adamu.
When he stepped out of the garden.
Kada je izašao iz vrta. I wasn't able to.
Okay. Not, there's not a single tendency in you and me that was not in Adam when he stepped out of the garden.
Da kaže, ni jedna jedina sklonost prema grehu u vama i meni.
Christ
nije bila u Adamu kada je on izašao iz vrta. Ne. Not a single tendency to sin in you and me. Ni jedna jedina sklonost prema grehu u meni i u vama. Nije bila u Adamu, was not in Adam when he stepped out of the garden. Nije bila u Adamu kada je izašao iz vrta.
To znači da svaka, znači, koja je u meni bila u Adamu kada je izašao iz
vrta. Da kažem iskreno.
Ne postoji nije bila.
Nije bila. Dobro, da sam jasno.
It's okay, we can skip the sentence. It doesn't make any difference.
No.
We've already said the essence.
He has become like us with not a particle of difference between him and you. That was Jones' claim. Not a single tendency to sin in you and me. That was not.
Just say he had all the sins.
Nema ni jedne sklonosti u tebi i meni prema grehu koja nije bila u Adamu kada je izašao iz vrta. Da. Nema ni jedne u meni i tebi koja već nije bila u Adamu kada je izašao iz vrta. Mislim da sam ja tako i preveo.
Christ took our flesh in the incarnation.
A Hristos je uzeo naše telo prilikom utelovljenja.
With just the same tendencies to sin.
Sa upravo istim sklonostima prema grehu.
That are in you and me.
Koja je u tebi i u meni.
All the tendencies of sin that are in human flesh.
Sve sklonosti prema grehu koje se kriju u ljudskom telu
were in his human flesh.
Bile su i u njegovom ljudskom telu.
Yet,
ali,
not one of them was ever allowed to appear.
Ali ni jednoj od njih nije bio dozvoljeno da se pojavi.
He conquered them all.
On ih je savladao sve.
In 1896, Jones will say,
896. Jones je izjavio
that Christ had human flesh laden with sin.
Da je u Hristu bilo ljudsko telo ispunjeno, opterećeno grehom.
By the time Jones gets finished,
u vreme kada je Jones završio,
there's not the slightest doubt.
Nije bilo nikakve sumnje
that Christ had all of our sinful tendencies.
Da je u Hristu bila svaka od naših grešnih sklonosti.
But he was without sin.
Ali da je bio bez greha.
He was in fact a demonstration to the universe.
On je u stvari bio demonstracija svemiru.
That individuals can overcome sin in human flesh.
Da pojedinac može savladati greh u ljudskoj prirodi.
Jesus is an example in this matter for every Christian.
A Hristos je u tom smislu primer svakom hrišćaninu.
As Jones would say it,
kao što bi to Jones rekao,
in Jesus Christ as he was in sinful flesh,
a u Hristu Isusu kakav je bio u ljudskom grešnom telu,
God has demonstrated before the universe,
Bog je pokazao pred celim svemirom,
that he can so take possession of sinful flesh,
da može tako preuzeti vlast nad grešnim telom,
is to manifest his own presence,
da se pokaže njegova prisutnost,
his power,
njegova sila,
and his glory,
i njegova slava,
instead of sin manifesting itself,
umesto da se greh pokaže,
and all that the Son asks of any man,
i sve što sin traži od bilo kojeg čovjeka,
in order to accomplish this in him,
da bi se to postiglo u njemu,
is that that man will let the Lord have him,
je da taj čovjek dopusti da ga Gospod preuzme,
as the Lord Jesus did,
kao što je Gospod Isus učinio.
Jones would point out
Jones bi istakao
that by overcoming sin in sinful human flesh,
da pobedom nad grehom u grešnom ljudskom telu,
Jesus had opened a consecrated way,
da je Isus otvorio posvećeni način,
each can have perfection of character,
svako može dostići savršenstvo karaktera,
in human flesh,
u ljudskom telu,
in this world,
u ovom svetu.
In 1897, Jones will declare,
97. Jones je izjavio,
that this type of perfect living,
da ova vrsta savršenog življenja,
would God make God's people a demonstration to the universe.
Čini da Boži narod postane gledanje svemiru.
Their lives would proclaim,
da svojim životom objavljuju,
here are they that keep the commandments of God,
ovde su oni koji drže zapovesti Božje,
and the faith of Jesus,
i imaju veru Isusovu.
What we have here,
ono što mi ovde imamo,
is the foundation for a theology of sinless perfectionism.
Ovde je temelj teologije o bezgrešnom perfekcionizmu.
That we can, in fact, must be just as sinless as Christ.
Da mi možemo, u stvari moramo, biti isto tako bezgrešni kao Hristos.
Please note one thing.
Zapazite, molim vas, jedno.
I have not yet in this class defined sin.
Ja još na toku ovih predavanja nisam definisao greh.
Or perfection.
Ili savršenstvo.
We'll get there.
Ali doći ćemo na to.
Now, as Jones was preaching in 1895,
dakle, kao što je Jones propovedao u 1895.
At the General Conference session,
na zasedanju generalne konferencije,
not all the delegates were happy with his presentation.
Nisu prihvatili svi delegati.
That Christ was like fallen man in every way.
Da je Hristos bio jednak grešnim ljudima u svakom smislu.
They challenged him with a statement.
Oni su ga uputili izazov preko izjave
from Ellen White.
Ellen White.
That claims that Christ,
koja kaže da je Hristos,
and I quote,
ja citiram,
is a brother in our infirmities.
Da nam je on brat u našim slabostima.
but not in possessing like passions.
Ali ne u imanju istih strasti.
Second Testimonies 202.
To je druga svjetska svjedočanstva 202.
That Christ is a brother in our infirmities.
Da nam je Hristos brat u našim slabostima.
But not in possessing like passions.
Ali ne u posjedovanju istih strasti.
Now Jones, when he was challenged,
Jones, kada mu je ovaj izazov bio upućen,
tried to pass off that quotation because it didn't agree with his theology.
Pokušao je na neki način da zaobiđe ovaj citat jer se on nije slagao s njegovom teologijom.
But somebody must have caught him in the back hallway.
Ali nekoga je uvek vraćao na njega.
Because in his next sermon,
jer u svojoj sljedećoj propovedi,
he must deal with this topic extensively.
On je morao da se bavi intenzivno ovom tematikom.
His way around the problem,
njegov način da zaobilazi probleme,
was to differentiate between Christ's flesh and his mind.
Bio je da napravi razliku između Hristovog tela i Hristovog uma.
Now if you want to hear an interesting argument, listen to this one.
Ako hoćete da čujete jedno interesantno sukobljavanje, dokazivanje, slušajte sad ovo.
And remember what Jones has claimed.
Imajte na umu šta Jones tvrdi.
That there's not a particle of difference between Christ and us.
Da nema ni trunke razlike između Hrista i nas.
Not a particle.
Ni trunke.
Now he's going to answer this quotation from Ellen White.
A sada on pokušava da da odgovor na ovaj citat iz spisa Duha Prošta.
And I quote from the 1895 General Conference Bulletin.
A ja citiram iz biltena Generalne konferencije 95.
Now as to Christ not having like passions with us,
sada, pošto Hristos nije imao iste strasti kao mi,
in the scriptures all the way through,
u pismima, u celom pismu,
he is like us,
on je isti kao mi,
and with us,
sa nama,
according to the flesh,
u po telu.
Don't go too far.
Ne idite suviše daleko.
He was made in the likeness of sinful flesh.
On je bio načinjen po ugledu na grešno telo.
Not in the likeness of sinful mind.
Ali ne po ugledu na grešni um.
Do not drag his mind into it.
Nemojte uvlačiti i njegov um u sve ovo.
His flesh was our flesh.
Njegovo telo je bilo naše telo.
But the mind was the mind of Christ Jesus.
Ali um mu je bio um Isusa Hrista.
This is a very interesting argument.
Ovo je veoma interesantno dokazivanje.
Where is the seat of sin, in the mind or in the flesh?
A gdje je sedište greha, da li u telu ili u umu?
In the mind.
U umu, svakako.
Matthew 15.
Matej 15.
Matthew 5.
Matej 5.
Matthew 12.
Matej 12.
It's out of the heart, out of the mind.
Srce tamo govori. Biće.
That come all of the sins.
Tu je sedište greh.
Jones will never admit it.
Jones nikada nije želeo da prizna.
But he defeats his own argument.
Ali on sam na neki način potkopava svoje dokaze.
He said Christ is like us without even a particle of difference.
On kaže Hristos je kao i mi bez delića razlike.
And then he goes and says that his mind is different than our mind.
A onda ide dalje i kaže da je njegov um bio različit od našeg uma.
He had contradicted himself.
I u tome se suproti samome sebi.
But that will not influence his theology.
Ali to nije imalo uticaja na njegovu teologiju.
He will never come to the place where he admits he's contradicted himself.
On nikada nije došao do trenutka da prizna da se sam suproti samome sebi.
But anyone who reads his words know that Christ has more than a particle of difference between us and him.
Ali svaki onaj koji čita njegovo delo zna da Hristos je imao ne samo mali deo razlike između nas i njega.
As Jones puts it,
kao što to Jones kaže,
Adam and Eve,
Adam i Eva,
forsook the mind of Jesus.
Zaboravili su um Hristov.
And accepted that of Satan.
I prihvatili onaj Sotonin.
As a result, both they and us
kao rezultat, i oni, i mi,
were enslaved to the mind of Satan.
Postali smo robovi, uma Sotoninu.
Jesus came into the world with the flesh of Adam,
Isus je došao na ovaj svet sa telom Adamovim,
but the mind of God.
Ali umom Božim.
Well, Jones gave up his basic premise.
Jones je odustao od svoje osnovne premise,
admitting that there was more than a particle of difference.
Priznajući da je postojalo i više nego samo delić razlike
between Christ and other human beings.
Između Hrista i ostalih ljudskih bića.
But he will never ever say that.
Ali on to nikad nije otvoreno rekao.
This theology,
ova teologija,
that Christ is just like us with sinful tendencies,
da je Hristos sličan nama po grešnim sklonostima,
will be developed by Jones,
razvila se pod uticajem Jonesa,
Wagonera, and Prescott,
i Prescotta,
into a major theology,
u jednu veliku teologiju,
with perfectionistic overtones,
sa perfekcionističkim naglaskom.
It's this theology of the nature of Christ,
ako je ta teologija o Hristovoj prirodi,
that will dominate Adventism for the next 60 years.
Ova teologija, dakle, o prirodi Hristovoj, dominirat će adventističkim nebom sljedećih 60 godina.
From the mid 1890s,
o tamo sredine 90. godina prošlog veka,
to the mid 1950s,
do sredine 50. godina ovoga veka.
This will be the visible track on the topic of the human nature of Christ.
To je bilo ono što se vidjelo po pitanju tematike o Hristovoj ljudskoj prirodi.
That Christ is born with all our sinful tendencies,
da je Hristos rođen sa svim našim ljudskim sklonostima,
and with all those sinful tendencies he lived a perfect life,
ali da je živeo savršenim životom iako je imao te grešne sklonosti.
Thus there's no reason why you shouldn't also.
I da nema, dakle, razloga zašto ne bismo i mi mogli da postignemo isti uspeh.
This theology based upon the nature of Christ,
ova teologija utemeljena na Hristovoj prirodi,
as we'll see tomorrow,
kao što ćemo videti sutra,
will literally dominate the Adventist church.
Literalno će dominirati adventističkom crkvom.
Up to the middle of the 1950s.
Sve do sredine 50-ih.
But there is a second track on the nature of Christ.
Međutim, ima i jedan druga linija verovanja o Hristovoj prirodi.
That will remain invisible.
Koja je ostala nevidljiva.
During these 60 years.
U toku ovih 60 godina.
Until questions on doctrine is published.
Sve dok pitanja doktrine nisu bila objavljena.
In the middle of the 1950s.
To je bilo sredinom 50. godina.
That second track will not have three theologians develop it.
Ova druga linija nije imala teologa koji bi je razvijali.
But will be largely hidden away.
Ali je na neki pretežno bila sakrivena.
In unpublished statements.
U nekim neobjavljenim izjavama.
From Ellen White.
Ellen White.
And some statements published in obscure places.
Ili nekim izjavama koje su objavljene u nekim zabačenim mestima.
It's important to remember.
Važno je da shvatimo.
That the sinful tendencies theology.
Da ta teologija grešnih sklonosti.
Will be the visible one.
Je bila vidljiva.
And will become mainline Adventist thinking.
To je bila glavna struja adventističkog načina razmišljanja.
That this other one,
a ova druga,
will be invisible.
Ona je bila nevidljiva.
Until the documents are finally published.
Sve dok ti dokumenti nisu bili objavljeni.
Perhaps the most important document,
možda najvažniji od tih dokumenata,
is a letter that Ellen White wrote to an American missionary.
To je pismo koje Ellen White uputila jednom američkom misionaru,
by the name of Baker.
Čije ime je bilo Baker?
W.L.H. Baker. document is often referred to as the Baker letter.
Ovaj dokumenat se često naziva Bakerovim pismom.
It was written in February 1896.
On je bio napisan u februaru 1896.
But will not be published until 60 years later.
A nije bio objavljen sve do 60 godina posle toga.
She writes to Brother Baker.
Ona napiše bratu Bakeru.
And I quote.
Ja citiram.
Be exceeding careful.
Budi izrazito pažljiv.
How you dwell upon the human nature of Christ.
Kako se baviš Hristovom ljudskom prirodom.
Do not set him before the people as a man with the propensities of sin.
Nemoj ga predstavljati ljudima kao čovjeka sa grešnim, sa sklonostima prema grehu.
He is the second Adam.
On je drugi Adam.
The first Adam was of sin.
Prvi Adam je bio greh.
His posterity was born with inherent propensities to disobedience.
Njegovo potomstvo je rođeno sa urođenim sklonostima ka neposlušnosti.
But Jesus Christ,
ali Isus Hristos,
was the only begotten Son of God.
Bio je jedinorođeni Sin Božji.
He took upon himself human nature.
On je uzeo na sebe ljudsku prirodu.
And was tempted in all points as human nature is tempted.
I bio je kušan u svemu u čemu je ljudska priroda bila kušana.
But not for one moment.
Ali ni jednog trenutka.
Was there in him an evil propensity?
Nije u njemu bilo neke sklonosti prema grehu.
Brother Baker.
Brat Baker.
Avoid every question in relation to the humanity of Christ.
Izbegni svako pitanje povezano sa ljudskom prirodom Isusa Hrista,
which is liable to be misunderstood,
koje bi se moglo pogrešno shvatiti.
In treating upon the humanity of Christ,
namećući Hristovoj ljudskoj prirodi,
you need to guard strenuously every assertion.
Morate pažljivo se čuvati svake pretpostavke.
Lest your words be taken to mean more than they imply.
Da vaše reči ne bi se smatrale da znače više nego što stvarno znači.
Never in any way.
Nikada ni na koji način.
Leave the slightest impression.
Nemojte ostaviti ni najmanji utisak.
Upon human minds.
Na um.
That a taint of or inclination to corruption rested upon Christ.
Da je neka mrlja nesavršenstva počivala na Isusu Hristu.
The incarnation of Christ has ever been and will ever remain a mystery.
Utelovljenje Isusa Hrista je bilo i uvek će ostati tajna.
Let every human being be warned from the ground of making Christ altogether human.
Neka se svako ljudsko biće čuva da ne čini Hrista potpuno ljudskim.
Such a one as ourselves.
Kao što smo mi.
For it cannot be.
Jer to ne može biti.
I perceive there is a danger.
Ja mislim da postoji opasnost.
In approaching subjects which dwell on the humanity of the Son of the infinite God.
Kada se bavimo tematikama koje govore o ljudskoj prirodi Sina beskrajnog Boga.
This statement has caused great consternation.
Ova izjava, ovaj citat je izazvao zaprepaštenje.
Amongst those who held the sinful tendencies theology.
Među onima koji su zastupali gledište o grešnim sklonostima Isusa Hrista.
Because it obviously contradicts it.
Jer očigledno se protivi takvoj teologiji.
And barrels of ink have been used.
I burad tinte su bila potrošena.
Trying to explain away this statement.
Pokušavajući da se nekako... kako se to kaže, zaobiđe pravo tumačenje ove izjave.
And others like it.
I drugih njima sličnih.
Now, by the way,
uspud da kažem,
before we go any further on this topic,
pre nego što idemo dalje u ovoj tematici,
the nature of Christ controversy,
taj sukob oko Hristove prirode,
like the law in Galatians, like the law in Galatians controversy,
kao i onaj sukob oko zakona u Galatima,
and the battle over the daily,
I kao što je bila bitka oko svakdašnje žrtve,
is not a biblical debate.
To nije biblijska debata.
It's a debate over the writings of Ellen White.
To je debata o spisima duha proroštva.
It's unfortunate.
Na nesreću.
That these kinds of Ellen White debates have been at the center of Adventist theological history for 100 years.
Da su ovakve debate o spisima duha proroštva postale centralno pitanje u razvitku teologije adventizma u posljednjih godina.
And we hang our entire belief system, at least some people hang their entire belief system on these things.
I da neki ljudi vešaju svoj celokupni sistem vjerovanja upravo na ovim citatima.
If something is not clear in the Bible,
ako nešto nije jasno na osnovu Biblije,
it is no candidate for being a doctrine.
Onda to nije kandidat da postane doktrina.
Period.
Tačka.
Oh, of course there's texts.
You are the first one who is right.
Of course there's texts.
Naravno, ovi tekstovi
that touch on the nature of Christ.
Koji se tiču Hristove prirode.
Such as Romans 8:2.
Kao što je Rimljanima 8:2.
And Philippians 2 about verse 6 or 7.
I Filipljanima 2, 6 i 7 stih.
They say that Christ came in the likeness of human flesh.
Koji govore da je Hristos došao u obličju tela grehovnoga.
Some people say that means exact.
Ljudi kažu da to znači tačno to.
Other people say the word means similar.
Da ljudi, a drugi kažu da to znači slično obličju tela grehovnoga.
Well, I don't know.
Ja ne znam.
But I do know this.
Ali nešto znam.
That the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
Da je carstvo nebesko kao zrno gorušičino.
Same Greek root word.
Ista grčka reč.
And if like means exact.
Ako slično znači tačno.
Always.
Uvek.
Heaven is going to be mighty crowded.
Onda će nebo biti prilično prenatrpano.
If it's exactly like a mustard seed.
Ako je stvarno veliko kao zrno gorušičine.
I have looked at many demonstrations of this from supposedly from the Bible.
Ja sam gledao mnoštvo demonstracija toga tih pretpostavki na osnovu Biblije.
And there was only a book, there was even an entire book by a Protestant on the topic.
Ima jedna cela knjiga, protestantska knjiga o ovoj tematici.
Seeking to defend it.
Koji je pokušavao da zastupa.
But his major conclusion after 400 pages or so.
Ali posle 400 stranica ili više njegov konačni zaključak
was that you couldn't prove it one way or the other.
Da ne možete dokazati ni jedno ni drugo.
From the Bible.
Iz Biblije.
But the Adventists haven't had to bother with that.
Ali adventisti eto moraju da se zamajavaju tim pitanjem.
We've got Ellen White.
What?
We've got Ellen White.
Mi imamo adventisti Ellen White.
So what if you can't prove it from the Bible?
Pa šta onda ako ne možete dokazati iz Biblije?
Well, we are into a very complex topic.
Mi smo dakle se upustili u vrlo složeno pitanje.
Tomorrow morning I want to read some statements from Ellen White that sound just the opposite from what
ja
I just read.
Ja ću sutra čitati neke citate iz duha proroštva koji zvuče potpuno suprotno ovima koje sam upravo pročitao.
And then I want to show you that she's not disagreeing with herself.
I onda ja ću vam pokazati da ona nije u suprotnosti sama sa sobom.
Tomorrow we will finish the topic about 1888.
Sutra ćemo završiti tematiku o 88. godini.
When we finish the topic on the human nature of Christ.
Kad budemo završili tematiku o ljudskoj prirodi Isusa Hrista.
But never fear.
Ali nikad se nemojte bojati.
We will return to the human nature of Christ.
Mi ćemo se vratiti ovom pitanju ljudske prirode Isusa Hrista.
On Thursday.
U četvrtak.
Meanwhile tomorrow.
A u međuvremenu sutra
we must deal with the most influential theologian in the 20th century. Adventist theologian in the 20th century.
Moramo se baviti najuticajnijim adventističkim teologom u 19. veku, u ovom 20. veku.
A theologian that will build upon the perfectionistic theology of Jones and Wagner.
Teologu koji je gradio na perfekcionističkoj teologiji Wagnera i Jonesa.
A theologian will be M. L. Andreasen.
A to je taj M.M. Andreasen.
I will spend at least an hour with Andreasen's theology.
Provešćemo najmanju ruku, bar sat, posvećeno njegovoj teologiji.
Because when you hear it,
jer kad je čujete,
you will either love it,
vi ćete ili je voleti,
or hate it,
ili mrziti.
There is no neutrality with M.L. Andreasen.
Nema neutralnosti kod M.L. Andreasen.
And the church has never been the same since he published his theology in the 30s.
Crkva više nikad nije ostala ista od vremena kad je on objavio svoje delo o tom pitanju.
And he will be the dominant theologian in Adventism.
I on će biti dominantni teolog u adventizmu.
Until the middle of the 1950s.
A sve do 1950. Godina.
And of course, it's that decade that will set us up for the theological struggles that we've been in for the last 50 years.
Od tada mi smo se pripremali za tu veliku bitku koja je izbila u našim redovima.
But we are not finished with the 1890s on the nature of Christ.
Još nismo završili 890. U ovom našem izlaganju.
We'll take care of that tomorrow morning. We have one question now.
Mi ćemo se time pozabaviti sutra ujutro, ali sad imamo jedno pitanje. Two very short questions.
Let's take these. You may be dismissed if you'd like. We'll take these privately. Unless you want to hear them, then stay here.
Ako vi hoćete da čujete odgovor na ovo pitanje, ostanite. Ako ne, možemo ostati, pa će on sa mnom.
If you don't want to hear him, just quietly depart.
Ako, dakle, ne želite da slušate, možete tiho otići.
Okay.
Propensities to sin and sinful propensities, are those things equal?
Yes, I would suggest that propensities to sin really means tendencies to sin.
Propensities to sin, ja mislim da je to sklonost da se greši, ka grehu.
Propensities to sin and sinful propensities are the same thing.
Dakle, grešne sklonosti i sklonosti prema grehu, to je jedna te ista stvar.
Some believers say that if Christ has any propensity to sin, it means that he was unable to sin. And how come that he was tried, you know?
Yeah. Well,
then is victory.
Yeah, no. That is a human assumption.
To je ljudska pretpostavka.
Adam never had any propensity to sin.
I ni Adam nije imao nikakve sklonosti prema grehu.
And he sinned.
A pogrešio.
He chose to.
On je izabrao da pogreši.
But Adam is not like us.
Ali Adam nije bio kao mi.
But I'll read tomorrow that Ellen White will flatly say.
Ali ja ću vam sutra pročitati da će Ellen White otvoreno kazati.
Never say that Jesus was like other children.
Nikad nemojte reći da je Hristos bio kao ostala deca Adamova.
Even the Bible tells you that.
Čak nam i Biblija to kaže.
Luke 1:35.
Luka 1:35.
He's called that holy thing.
Kaže, za njega se kaže sveta stvar.
God never said about that when you were born.
Bog nikad nije rekao za tebe da si ti, kad se ti rodio, da si sveta
that
stvar.
That holy thing.
Da si ti sveta stvar.
But then,
ali onda,
Jesus' father was the Holy Spirit.
Ali Isusov otac je bio Sveti Duh.
No matter which way you argue it, he's not like us.
Bez obzira na koji način dokazujete, ispada da nije bio kao mi.
But he will be tempted away beyond where we can ever be tempted.
Ali bio je iskušan na svaki način na koji bismo mi ikada mogli da budemo iskušani.
Because he could make rocks bread out of rocks.
Jer je on mogao da stvori hleb od kamenja.
He had so many more temptations than we have, it's not even funny.
On imao daleko više iskušenja nego što ćemo mi ikada imati. The second question.
We were always discussing the question, what kind of nature Christ had. But are we not in need to define what's the nature? Because, you know, on definition of the nature depends how can be defined.
You can split hairs on this thing for weeks and years.
Možete cepati dlake na četvoro o ovom pitanju sedmicama.
The Adventist Church has argued this for over 50 years.
Adventistička crkva se sukobljava po ovom pitanju preko 50 godina.
And it's all based upon little definitions.
A sve je to bazirano na maloj definiciji.
When Ellen White shouts so loudly.
Kad Ellen White tako glasno kaže.
That he wasn't like us.
Da on nije bio kao mi.
If he's not like us, I'm not going to argue about it.
Ako nije,
I'm not saying you are, but you know.
Pazi, ako nije isti kao mi, što da se sukobljavamo oko toga?
The only way it can be done is to manufacture some human definitions that will support a position.
Jedino što mi možemo učiniti to je da je napravimo ljudske definicije koje potvrđuju jedno ili drugo mišljenje.
Either it's a Bible doctrine or it's not a Bible doctrine.
Da li je to biblijska doktrina ili nije biblijska doktrina?
Either he's like us or he's not like us.
Ili je sličan nama ili nije sličan nama.
Either he has tendencies like us or he doesn't have tendencies like us.
Da je imao iste sklonosti koje mi imamo ili nije imao iste sklonosti koje mi imamo.
And since he's not like us in the plainest words,
a ako nije kao što smo mi, najjasnije rečeno,
I'm not impressed by all the fine definitions that I hear in order to rescue a position that has no foundation.
Ja nisam iznenađen mnoštvom tih definicija koje treba da objasne naše razlike u ovom pitanju.
But I will present more material tomorrow.
Ali ja ću taj svoj materijal predstaviti sutra.
And I will say this.
A onda ću reći sljedeće.
When we get to the 1950s.
Kada budemo došli do 50. godina.
There are major problems on both sides in terms of some honesty.
Ima osnovnih problema i na jednoj i na drugoj strani što se tiče poštenja.
The leaders in the General Conference will cause some of their own problem.
Sami vođe generalne konferencije izazvali su neke probleme.
And I will say this also.
A ja ću reći još nešto.
That in my 40 years as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Da 40 godina koje sam ja proveo u crkvi.
I've held both sides of this issue.
Ja sam se priklanjao jednoj i drugoj strani po ovom pitanju.
But then I used to be perfect also.
I trebalo je da budem savršen, naravno.
I think we could probably discuss this more intelligently after we finish the 1950s.
A mislim da ćemo ovome moći na razuman način da diskutujemo kada završimo izlaganje o 50. godinama.
But anyway, my entire position in theology.
Moje celokupno stanovište što se tiče teologije
is I never get into big involved arguments about all the branches and the twigs and the leaves.
Ja se nikad ne upuštam u velika raspravljanja o granama, o lišću.
If the tree has no trunk.
Ako drvo nema koren, nema stabla.
You'd be surprised how many theological battles that get all up in the fine points.
Vi ste mogli biti iznenađeni kolike teološke debate koje se upuštaju u pojedinosti.
And get us confused in technicalities.
I koji nas zbunjuju tehnicizmima.
When there's no trunk to the tree.
A nemaju stabla svom drvetu.
Which to me makes it a non-issue.
Što meni, prema meni to čini pitanjima bez važnosti.
Now,
a sada?
I don't expect everybody to agree with me.
Ja se ne očekujem od svih vas da se složite sa mnom.
And technically I'm not supposed to get involved in theology.
A tehnički govoreći, od mene se ne očekuje da se upuštam u teologiju.
Except historical theology.
Osim u istoriju teologije.
But given the nature of these topics,
ali što se tiče prirode ove tematike,
it's almost impossible for me not to say some things that show my own position.
Jednostavno mi je nemoguće da kažem bilo šta što će pokazati moju poziciju.
I do trust.
Ja imam poverenje.
That I can be honest enough to at least have my position be the biblical position if there is biblical evidence.
Ja da ću pošteno kazati svoju poziciju ukoliko ona ima neke biblijske dokaze iza sebe.
And to be the Ellen White position if there's any Ellen White evidence.
Ili ako je to pozicija Ellen White, ako postoje dokazi sa njene strane.
Because neither my position nor anybody else's is sacred.
Jer ni moja pozicija, ni pozicija bilo koga druga nije sveta pozicija.
It's the word of God that's sacred.
Samo je Božja reč sveta.
And I cannot say this strongly enough.
Ja ne mogu da naglasim dovoljno.
If something is not clear in the Bible,
ako nešto nije jasno u Bibliji,
it is not even a candidate for being a doctrine.
Onda nije ni kandidat da postane naša doktrina.
Yet we have some people on the nature of Christ.
Mi imamo nekih ljudi koji govore o prirodi Hristovoj,
saying it's the most important teaching in the Adventist faith.
Koji kažu da je to najvažnije pitanje u adventističkoj veri.
It's only most important for their theology.
Da, to je najvažnije pitanje u njihovoj teologiji.
But nowhere will you find it adequately treated in Scripture.
Ali nigde nećete naći to pitanje u pismu. U Bibliji.
And nowhere will you find anything but just a few lines in Ellen White.
A ni u duhu proroštva nećete naći mnogo nego samo nekoliko rečenica tu i tamo.
That is a few lines in one place.
Nekoliko rečenica na jednom mestu.
The Baker letter is the longest thing we have.
Bakerovo pismo je najduži takav citat koji uopšte imamo.
It was not an issue with Ellen White.
To nije bilo neko važno pitanje za Ellen White.
But she did make statements seemingly on both sides.
Ali ona je dala neke izjave koje su naizgled podržavale jednu i drugu stranu.
Can they be harmonized?
Mogu li se one uskladiti?
On what basis?
Na kojem temelju?
That we'll look at tomorrow.
O tome ćemo raspravljati sutra. Ellen White davala neke izjave koje na prvi pogled su se mogle dvojako tumačiti.
And I think it's important that we take the strongest statements on both sides of an argument if we're going to come at the truth.
I zato ako želimo da dopremo do istine, moramo upotrebiti njene najjače citate za jednu ili za drugu stranu. Moramo biti pošteni u diskusiji.
Whether that topic is the nature of Christ or perfection?
Ovo pitanje Kristove prirode, njegove ljudske prirode i savršenstva.
Or any other topic?
Ili u bilo kojoj drugoj tematici.
I think we have to be honest.
Mislim da moramo biti pošteni.
I will read what I consider to be the strongest statements on the other side.
Ja ću sada pročitati jedan citat za koji smatram da je jedan od najjačih za drugu stranu.
A few months after the Baker letter.
A napisano je nekoliko mjeseci posle Bakerovog pisma.
Ellen White wrote.
Ona je napisala.
And I quote.
Ja citiram.
Christ took upon him our sinful nature.
Hristos je uzeo na sebe našu grešnu prirodu.
Then again in 1900,
a onda ponovo 900-te,
he took upon himself fallen, suffering human nature.
On je uzeo na sebe palu, napaćenu ljudsku prirodu.
Degraded and defiled by sin.
Degradiranu i uprljanu grehom.
Those are not isolated statements.
Ovo nisu izolovane izjave.
In both May and September 1896, for example,
na primjer u maju i u septembru 96. godine,
she wrote that Christ took our fallen human
nature. Ona je pisala da je Hristos uzeo našu palu ljudsku prirodu.
Now those are strong statements.
To su prilično jake izjave.
There's not the slightest doubt in my mind.
Nema ni najmanje sumnje u mojim mislima.
That Ellen White believed that Christ took upon himself fallen, sinful human nature.
Da Ellen White je svakako smatrala da je Hristos uzeo na sebe našu palu, grešnu ljudsku prirodu.
At the incarnation.
Prilikom svog utelovljenja.
However,
međutim,
whatever that fallen nature consisted of,
bez obzira od čega se sastojala ta njegova pala grešna ljudska priroda,
it is clear that she believed that it did not include sinful tendencies or propensities.
Potpuno je jasno da je ona smatrala da u tu palu grešnu ljudsku prirodu nisu uključene nikakve sklonosti prema grehu.
In other words, she's saying he's like us.
Drugim rečima ona kaže on je sličan nama,
but not like us.
Ali opet nije nam sličan.
In a very crucial way.
I to na veoma značajan način.
Without sinful tendencies.
Bez grešnih sklonosti.
And that position harmonizes with many other things she said.
I upravo to, ta pozicija se je u skladu sa mnogim drugim njenim izjavama.
For example, in one place she says,
na primjer, na jedno mjesto ona kaže,
the children are not born with a natural inclination to do what is good.
Da deca nisu rođena sa urođenom sklonošću da čine ono što je dobro.
Anybody who's had children knows that.
Svako ko zna decu zna i to.
I mean, I wish children were born with a natural inclination to do good.
Naime, ja bih voleo da kada bi se deca rađala sa urođenom sklonošću da čine dobro.
If so, I'd like to have about 150 children.
Jer ako bi tako bilo, onda bih ja voleo da imam 150 dece.
But my four children are enough.
Ali moji četvoro dece su mi u ovom slučaju sasvim dosta.
Because their inclinations tend to be heading in the other direction.
Jer izgleda njihove sklonosti su sasvim na drugom, u drugom smeru usmerene.
So Christ, human children have an inclination to do wrong.
Prema tome, ljudska deca imaju sklonost da čine loše.
And yet, Ellen White is very explicit.
Ali ipak Ellen White je veoma izričita.
Christ was born with an inclination to do right.
Da je Hristos bio rođen sa sklonošću da čini dobro.
Youth instructor. September 8, 1898.
8. septembar 98. godine.
It is not correct to say.
Nije pravilno reći.
As many writers have said.
Kao što su mnogi pisci kazali,
that Christ was like all children.
Da je Hristos bio kao sva deca.
His inclination to write,
njegova sklonost prema dobru,
was a constant gratification to his parents.
Predstavljala je stalni izvor zadovoljstva za njegove roditelje.
He was an example of what all children may strive to be.
On je bio primjer onoga što bi sva deca trebala težiti da budu.
No one.
Niko,
looking upon his childlike countenance,
gledajući njegovo dečje lice,
shining with animation,
koje je bilo puno životne snage,
could say that Christ was just like other children.
Nije mogao reći da je Hristos kao i sva ostala deca.
I guess that says it about as plain as it can be said.
Mislim da ovo je toliko jasno koliko uopšte jasno nešto može da bude.
No one,
niko,
could say that Christ was just like other children.
Niko nije mogao da kaže da je Hristos sličio na svu ostalu decu.
Yet we have Adventists all over the place quoting Ellen White just the opposite.
A onda imamo adventiste sa svih strana koji citiraju nešto potpuno suprotno tome.
In the book Education page 29,
u knjizi Vaspitanje na 29. stranici,
she says the children have a bent toward evil.
Ona kaže da su deca sklona zlu.
But we've already noted that Christ was born with a bent towards good.
A vidite, Hristos se rodio kao sklon dobru.
Now we can get our bent towards evil corrected when we're converted.
Naravno, kad se obratimo, mi možemo ispraviti tu svoju sklonost prema zlu.
But even after our conversion, we're still not like Christ.
Međutim, čak i posle obraćenja, mi ipak nismo kao Hristos.
Because he was born again.
Već je on rođen kao nanovo rođen.
By the time I became a Christian,
a u vreme kad sam ja postao hrišćanin,
I had years and years of bad habits.
Ja sam godinama i godinama imao zle navike.
And they were reflexive, I didn't have to think about it.
I one su se na neki način reflektovale na sve ono što sam ja mislio.
For us, the process of sanctification helps us work through those bad habits.
Svakako nama proces posvećenja pomaže da savladamo te zle navike.
Jesus never had those distorting characteristics.
Naravno, Isus nikad nije imao te nesrećne karakteristike.
And by the way, some people look better than others.
Usput da kažemo, neki ljudi izgledaju bolje nego drugi.
That doesn't mean they're not sinners.
A to ne znači da nisu grešnici.
I had one man that told me that he was never born a sinner.
Ja sam sreo jednog čovjeka koji mi je rekao da se on nije rodio kao grešnik.
Very famous Adventist.
On je veoma poznati adventista.
And his father was a very famous Adventist.
Čak i njegov otac je bio veoma poznati adventista.
I looked at him.
Ja sam ga pogledao.
I said, you are not very smart.
Rekao sam, izgleda, nisi baš jako bistar.
You're one of the most hopeless kind of sinners.
Ti si čak jedan od najbeznadnijih slučajeva grešnika.
You're proud of your goodness.
Ti si ohol na svoju dobrotu.
And Ellen White says that's the most hopeless of all sins.
A Ellen White kaže da je to najbeznadniji od svih greha.
Nothing more difficult than the sin of goodness.
Ništa nije tako teško kao grehe prevelike dobrote.
Because Christianity is a crucifixion and a resurrection.
A hrišćanstvo je razapinjanje i vaskrsenje.
Not becoming better.
A ne poboljšavanje.
Until after the resurrection.
Sve do posle vaskrsenja.
Anyway, Christ was different than we are.
Prema tome, da kažemo, Hristos je bio različit, pa i mi smo različiti.
And that brings us to what's a paradox in Ellen White's writings.
A to nas dovodi do jednog paradoksa u spisima Ellen White.
She says that we can have divine power through the gift of the Spirit, the same as Christ had.
Ona kaže da možemo dobiti božansku silu, da dobijemo dar duha isto onako kao što je Hristos dobio.
Thus we may imitate the pattern of Christ.
I na taj način možemo imitirati Hristov uzor.
And this is a quote.
A zatim evo citat.
But we can never equal the pattern.
Ali mi nikad ne možemo postati isti kao uzor.
We can never equal the pattern.
Nikad ne možemo biti isti kao naš uzor.
That's Review and Herald, February 5, 1895.
5. februara 95. godine, Review and Herald.
1895, February 5, 1895.
95. godine, 5. februara, Review and Herald.
If these kinds of statements,
ako čitate ovakvu vrstu njenih izjava,
spell death for the perfectionistic theology.
Koje su izrečene u vezi sa perfekcionističkom teologijom.
Not only was Christ different from us, at least according to Ellen White.
Ne samo da je Hristos različit od nas, bar po citatima duha proroštva,
but we can never equal the pattern.
Već mi nikad ne možemo postati isti kao naš uzor.
Well, in the long run,
na dugu stazu,
Ellen White's statements,
citati Ellen White,
moved in the same direction that Jones's argument took.
Na neki način su išli u istom smeru kao i Jonesovo dokazivanje.
Once he had to deal with a quotation that claimed that Christ did not have our passions.
Kada je jednom on video onaj citat koji je govorio da Hristos nije imao naše strasti,
each of them ended up
i da svaki od njih se završava
by inferring that the inclinations and or mind of Christ and his humanity
navođenjem da da sklonosti i misli Isusa Hrista u njegovoj ljudskoj prirodi
were different from those of other children.
Bila su različita od onih druge dece.
Both Jones and Ellen White believed that Christ had sinful nature.
I Jones i Ellen White verovali su da je Hristos imao grešnu prirodu.
But Jones tried to include more into that sinful nature than did Ellen White.
Ali Jones je pokušao da u tu grešnu ljudsku prirodu uključi mnogo više nego Ellen White.
He said,
on kaže,
Christ had sinful tendencies.
Da je Christ
had. He said, Jones said.
Ja, Jones je rekao da je Hristos imao grešnih sklonosti.
Whereas Ellen White said the opposite.
A Ellen White je rekla suprotno.
Well, how are we to understand Ellen White's writing on this topic?
A kako onda da shvatimo spise ili citate duha proroštva o ovoj temi?
She seems to take at times both sides of the argument.
Jer mi se čini kao da ona istovremeno zastupa obe strane u ovom sukobu.
Perhaps the best way.
Možda najbolji način.
Of seeing what she meant by propensities.
Da vidimo šta ona to misli kada kaže sklonosti.
Is by seeing how one of the authors she used.
Da vidimo kako jedan od autora kojima se ona služi.
To prepare some of her material on the incarnation.
prilikom pripremanja svoga materijala o utelovljenju.
Use that same word.
Kako se taj autor služi tom istom rečju?
We have a book that she had in her library.
Mi imamo jednu knjigu koju ona imala u svojoj biblioteci.
Her marked copy.
Obeležena njena kopija.
An author by the name of Henry Melville.
Autora Henrya Melvilla.
And his book in called Melville's Sermons.
To je knjiga koja nosi naslov Melvillove propovedi.
Ellen White marked this book.
Ellen White je obeležila citate u toj knjizi.
And one of the associates at the White Estate.
Jedan od saradnika u White Estateu.
Tim Poirier. Has analyzed Ellen White's use of this author.
Analizirao je način na koji se Ellen White služila ovim autorom.
Particularly one sermon.
Posebno se tu radi o jednoj propovedi.
The humiliation of the man Christ Jesus.
Poniženja čovjeka Isusa Hrista.
Poirier points out that that sermon is very helpful.
Poirier ističe da je ova propoved veoma korisna.
In enabling us to understand and reconcile,
da nas osposobljava da razumemo, da na neki način pomirimo
the apparent conflict in Ellen White's statements on the humanity of Christ.
Prividni sukob u citatima duha proroštva kada se radi o Hristovoj ljudskoj prirodi.
According to Melville,
prema Melvillu,
the fall of Adam had two basic consequences.
On kaže da je Adamov pad imao dve osnovne posljedice.
Innocent infirmities.
Innocent infirmities.
We'll come to that.
Nevini nedostaci, malo teško.
And sinful propensities.
I grešne sklonosti. This Melville, he was not Seventh-day Adventist.
No, no Adventist.
Melville nije bio Adventist. Imate prva kolona Adam, druga kolona smo mi, a treća kolona Hristos.
So Melville argues that the fall had these two consequences.
Prema tome, Melville tvrdi da je pad u greh imao ove dve posljedice.
Innocent infirmities and sinful propensities.
Innocent infirmities, to znači nevini nedostaci.
What did he mean by innocent infirmities?
Šta on misli kad kaže nevini nedostaci?
Such characteristics as pain.
To su te karakteristike kao što su bol,
hunger,
glad,
weakness,
slabost,
sorrow and death.
Žalost i smrt.
Those are the consequences on guilt.
To su posljedice krivice.
But they are perfectly guiltless.
Ali nemaju same u sebi nikakve krivice.
For example,
na primjer,
sin introduces pain.
Greh je uveo bol,
but pain is not sin.
Ali bol nije greh.
And so by innocent infirmities, sickness, death, pain, these sorts of
things. Dakle, nevini nedostaci, to su te bolesti, smrti, bol, žalosti i tako dalje.
And what did Melville mean by sinful propensities?
A šta je Melville smatrao tim grešnim sklonostima?
The tendency to sin.
To su sklonosti prema grehu.
In his summary,
u svom sadržaju,
Melville makes it clear.
On jasno kaže
that in his view,
da po njegovom mišljenju,
Adam originally had neither innocent infirmities nor sinful propensity.
Da Adam prvobitno nije imao ni ovih nevinih nedostataka, ni grešnih sklonosti.
Adam had neither one.
Adam nije imao ni jedno ni drugo.
We have both.
Mi imamo i jedno i drugo.
Christ had innocent infirmities, but not.
Hristos je imao, dakle, ovih nevinih nedostataka, ali ne grešnih sklonosti.